Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashner, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashner.
Welcome to Dare to Dream, the show that dares to explore the multidimensional, the mysterious, and the miraculous. Today's guests, Nochi and Eric, are Galactic Federation members here to awaken your third eye, clear dark energies, and help you remember why you came to Earth. So stay with us, because what they share just might flip everything on your way to your higher purpose. Dare to Dream podcast won 3 Talk Radio Positive Change Awards, the COVR Award for Best Podcast. Walt Magazine named Dare to Dream one of the top 20 best podcasts to listen to this year, and it's high ranking on Apple Podcasts. You can watch us, YouTube, Spotify, Rumble, or listen to us on any major podcast platform, including BBS Radio. If you would like to know more about what starseed predominantly you are, unlock your cosmic potential with a phenomenal free starseed video and report for this very engaging exploration that investigates many starseed species in depth. You can learn your galactic origins, discover your star lineage, and celestial ancestry now. Go to debbiedashinger.com/starseed. debbiedashinger.com/starseed. Also, I'm on Gaia TV. Please go check out 2 of my interviews with George Norrie on Beyond Belief, one from last year, one from this year. And if you don't have the Gaia TV platform, allow me to give you a 1-week free subscription to this amazing TV platform. It is in the show notes. It's in the description. You can grab yours now. And I am doing monthly shamanic healing. So be sure to be signing up for the starseed on my website, anywhere that's connected to me, so that you start receiving these notifications. We had 86 people last time, and it's profound. I'm hearing back from people who went through the experience and said, I've been a smoker my whole life. I have not wanted a cigarette since, which is amazing. People who talked about work completely opening up and clients, people who are talking about suddenly getting the home they wanted to live in, people who are talking about karma and past lives that felt dense and uncomfortable being lifted from them. It's beautiful. So please join us. You are welcome. And finally, next year, March 2026, I will be speaking on a cruise ship, a mystery school at sea cruise to Greece and Turkey. People are signing up now for their cabins. I'm so excited. We have amazing people coming. Doctors JJ and Desiree Hertak, Laura Eisenhower, Debbie Solaris, so many more amazing folks. Join me, and be sure when you fill out the registration form online, you do have to check who referred you. My name is there. Please check Debbie Dashinger, and I can't wait to cruise with you to Greece and to Turkey. You want to go to Mystery School at Sea. Of course, it's SEA, mysteryschoolatsea.com. On to today's show, my guests, Nochi Yamashita and Eric Padilla, her soul partner and spiritual collaborator, and together they offer powerful energy work to awaken. They are offering energy work during this interview, so be sure to stick around. Nochi and Eric are internationally recognized spiritual leaders and multidimensional healers. Nochi is a galactic channeler and third eye activator who works with the Feline Cosmic Alliance, guiding mass activations that awaken deep spiritual gifts. Eric, a former international model turned soul integrator, helps bringing grounding and psychic activation through powerful energy transmissions. And together, they help awaken divine power and accelerate planetary ascension. To learn more about them, go to thirdeye-quantumjump.com. And with that, I welcome Nochi and I welcome Eric, both to the Dare to Dream show. It is so great to have you here.
Thank you, Debbie, for having us here. We really appreciate it.
Arigato, thank you.
Thank
you, Debbie. Nice.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having us. Wonderful to be here on your show.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't wait to get to know you guys. So let's start at the beginning and we'll work our way quickly up front. And Nochi, can you take us back to the moment when your third eye first opened? What did you see and how did your life change?
Yeah, actually, like 5 years ago, since I met him through my dog walking. And yeah, then his vibration was amazing. And he is Reiki master. He gave me Reiki because I had a rush after my pregnancy. Then he gave me Reiki. Then we meet each other. We were talking about, you know, like a spiritual. Actually, I was not spiritual at all. I didn't know about energy or vibration at all 5 years ago. But through meeting with him, I started seeing a lot of synchronicities, numbers, repeated numbers. Then suddenly I started seeing the vision behind my eyelid when I was sleeping, then suddenly showed up. In the beginning, I saw many shapes, you know, with green color. Then in the end, the dragon showed up like this behind my eyelid. Then I thought, oh my God, spirituality is real. It was my awakening, and so many synchronicities started around me. Around this time, I started seeing the vivid dreams. Then in my dream, I was walking with him. Then suddenly, UFO showed up in front of us. Then I saw like a Star Trek people. Yeah, then they said, hello. Then they, you know, like a...
Disappeared.
Mm-hmm. At the time, I didn't know about the extraterrestrial. Only I know gray, you know, alien equal extraterrestrial equal gray. I didn't know about humanoid extraterrestrial. Then I thought, what was this dream? I didn't know. But later, maybe a few months later, I was watching tarot reading, and the tarot reader talking about the humanoid extraterrestrial. Then I start knowing about more extraterrestrial. Yeah, so it was, yeah, my first awakening.
Well, first of all, amazing about the dog walk. Dogs are babe magnets or men magnets. I think that's great and funny. And it's interesting that you and I, because I just shared my story with you guys right before we started, we both had an awakening to this at exactly the same time, around year 5-6 years ago. Same.
A little bit before of Corona pandemic.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I met him 2019, October of 10th, 10-10-10.
Oof. Beautiful. Very cool. All right. So, Eric, how about you? How did your journey with the Galactic Federation begin? How did that unfold for you? And what was that like?
Okay. So it's pretty recent, the Galactic Federation thing. It's never been my biggest interest. It's only been to kind of connect with myself. For the last 30 years, I've been meditating, have a meditation teacher, and this meditation teacher offered a Shaktipat, which is a Kundalini awakening energy. And I experienced that numerous times and did lots of seva, went on tour with them four or five times. worked in the ashram, did lots of seva in New York. And then that was just my whole thing, was to take care and awaken myself and move myself into a state of whatever the enlightened state is, which is kind of like the carrot on a stick, basically, to get, everybody moving in the direction and keep them going. So that was my following what I did. And then I just basically I was very interested in channels. Edgar Cayce, and then Jane Roberts and Esther Hicks, and all these other people that I was looking for some clear message. Unconditional love was the highest point for me, and I wasn't really interested in a lot of things. So I wanted clear, precise information on what I could do to bring myself into that state. What was I missing? And so I followed my teachers. I read a lot of scriptures and mystics reading writings, and then, just through my own personal interests, I kind of was interested in UFOs and had some early experience as a child with some kind of feelings, but nothing. I didn't really have like a seeing experience where I actually saw, extraterrestrials or something like that. But yeah, I had some close feelings, and then we were doing some channeling work, and then she was interested in a woman named Janice who does Akashic Records readings. Yeah, and so in there we talked about some things, and then she was saying that we're connected to the Galactic Federation, and then it was more.
Actually, before that, I had a message from Galactic Federation, and then I asked her if it is correct or not. Just,
Oh,
I
yeah.
asked two channelers about this then because I had so many experience with Galactic Federation's member. I met in interdimensional traveling and astral traveling. They showed up Predalians, Trabet, or other Arcturians, and Greys. And our student also see visions behind the eyelid, and also astral traveling. They meet the extraterrestrial and many, Galactic Federation's member. Therefore, I thought maybe I had a message from Galactic Federation that we are a member of Galactic Federation. Then I asked the channelers, then they said yes.
Yeah, it
So,
was more
what does
confirmed.
that mean? What does that mean that you are a member of Galactic Federation? Do you have work to do? Do you have something specific? Is it about interactions and relationships?
I would say on one side, it is about the unification, being a light worker or being someone who can offer the message of unification. That was my main message, from my teachers was you are that. So you are all that is, you contain everything. So, this being six we spoke about earlier about with Tim, right? And that he explained that
They're
being.
referring to, I just want to give
Oh,
the
yeah.
audience some reference. So they're referring to Tim Tactical, who you guys know has been on the show twice or three times. Anyway, I know y'all love him like I do, but they also did a show recently with him. And Tim was talking about these beings he's seen and worked with called Being Six. It's a collective.
It's
Okay.
a collective. Yeah, so in short, the collective, we were just kind of interested in the collective, and yeah, just kind of moved around in a way where I thought like, oh, okay, this is interesting. So the purpose is that we all being six, basically, sorry, being six was talking about that everything is fine. There's nothing to worry about. There's only like this 1% or even smaller in the galaxies, all of them, that is pushing this dark aspect or this shadow stuff. It's not harmful if you're looking at it in the big perspective, there's everything is fine. It's only that it's the purpose is for people to harmonize, to realize that there's no separation, that there's only one thing, and that we don't need to be aggressive towards each other. And that's our message. We want to help people awaken their third eye and be connected to themselves, just as you're doing in your way, to awaken people to whatever it is that aligns you with them or them with us, so that they can access their individuality and their skills And it's about the uniqueness of each individual makes it all the more unified, because when everybody's expressing their uniqueness, that creates the whole. If we're all trying to be like somebody else, that just makes everybody confined in a little cubicles or spaces, which doesn't create the unified thing
Yeah.
experience.
I love that this was predicated by a galactic Akash reading, and that you got that information, which is very specific. You're part of the Galactic Federation. And I can attest that when I had my galactic reading, and I've actually done two with the same person, it is profound. It is like when I offer people a free starseed report, and it's actually with the person who gave me the galactic reading, she's very well known. It is a game changer. And I feel like because predominantly for me, I'm very strongly Lyran, Elohim, and then Lyran. And there's other places and spaces I've been. I feel like the Lyran lion beings were so happy. Like finally, she knows. And finally, this door was open for them to start to communicate, work with me. And sometimes still they'll come through channelers and they're like, we've been waiting to talk to you. We have messages. And it's very amazing to me how aware they are of me, how loving they are of me. And I feel this very strong connection to the lions. Yeah,
Like,
you too.
feline, aspect.
Feline aspect. Yeah, same as me.
Yeah, they're
Yeah.
closely related. Yeah,
Yes.
so I love that that opened all of this. So then talk about who are the felines to you? What is that relationship?
Relationship, like, how? I'm like a I'm protector, and actually, I feel like a relationship, like my higher self. I'm not sure, maybe my higher self. And I because I experienced it, like my soul jumped into another jumped into the black hole, go to another behind the black hole. I experienced, then I, how to say, I helped, the people's, like, how to say, entities. I meet the entities of people, then I met his another version of him, like three times. Then I cleansed, how to say, removed the entity from him. Then he changed into, another, like a woman or another, another guy. Then I experienced this, like interdimensional traveling. I dispelled the people. Then not only him, but my clients. And so then this, I realized that this is my job to, cleanse entities from people in a multidimensional aspect. Then we, actually, I said we, but we keep these people and also soul fragment in the light, like a protector and warrior between the dimension. Actually, I didn't, how to say, recognize what I'm doing, but through channeling, by our trusted channeler, I didn't tell her anything about what I'm doing, but just she started, doing galactic reading, and she said exactly what I'm doing in this, on this earth. Then she said I'm a feline and I go to another dimension to, this cleanse people's energy and keep people in light. And now we, I'm working with her, like by removing the mark.
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about that. That was very interesting when I read that about one of the many things you do. What is a mark removal? And how does something like that, an energetic seal, block our evolution? Talk about that.
Yeah. So in the beginning, how I realized that this mark was when I was doing promotion in Japan, I was talking about the dark state public, in public, then collective consciousness create our reality, then we need to awake. Then, I was talking like this in the about reptilian, the who my our student who were infiltrated by reptilians interview. I was doing without thinking about like a dangerous or something. Then in astral trap, then the reptilian tried to attack me in my astral traveling. They showed up in my astral traveling. I was fighting with them. Then I asked Janice, the channeler. Then Janice channeled me, and oh, Nochi, you have mark. Therefore, they found me because I am doing light worker the job. I'm light worker's job and to try to help people in to go bring to the light.
So
Yeah.
Mark is like a, let's say a chip kind of on a person. Like we would just say it's like kind of like a chip. It's not necessarily a chip, but what it is the it's a thing that people have like a contract with maybe dark forces in a way, where they're kind of it's okay, everybody is creating their own reality, correct?
Correct.
So you're all, everybody is always creating a certain kind of a drama for them to develop themselves through hard or challenging, let's say, challenging experiences. And a mark is, let's say, what Janice and Nochi and a few other women have noticed in their clearing work is on certain people. So it's like a transmitter that they've been aware about in their searching and clearing and their stuff. And so this mark showed up in the beginning like a circle or a pizza mark on somebody. And Janice's first finding. So they call it the mark. And the mark has, let's say, this contract. And this contract is with the dark. And let's say one example could be you have problem with finances, or you have relationship challenges, or work problems, or whatever the your challenges in your life that you're having difficulty clearing. So these women come together. Some of them can see it. Nochi can see it. Janice can see it in the people when they go into trance or and to look. And then they find it. And then they do a clearing. And then each woman has a specific task that they do to clear it and to remove it in certain people. Nochi, and then
Or to different dimension.
yeah, they go to different dimensions and different aspects in the person's field, and then once they find it, they clear it, and then at the end, they ask for dream interpretation. And then we have some people that have their dream interpretations. What one woman explained that she had a dream right after the clearing that she was holding a piece of paper like a contract and a golden egg, the demon or this entity, dark ink, and it had a mask or something on it, and it was saying like, which one do you want? Do you want to have the treasure or do you want to have this? And
You will sign up,
yeah, if you sign it,
you
yeah, go ahead
can.
and explain. I don't.
Yeah, many our clients after mark clearing reported their dreams. Also, my dream also, actually because I experienced amazing deep changing. Therefore, I introduced my students. Then we, Janice and I, are working together for Japanese clients too. But after mark clearing of by Janice, I had a dream. Then I was like a child with three other children together. Then we were in the house. Then we found a reptilian outside. He is looking for us. Then we were hiding in the house. Then we couldn't be found out. Then
Could be found.
could be found. Could be,
Yeah,
couldn't
could be
be
found.
found. But the first time I saw, oh my God, Reptilian was looking for us. Then I asked Janice, I saw this dream, but she said, this is a good sign because they are looking for you. But before MacGregor, I couldn't see the Reptilian's face because I have
A veil.
veil. Yes. Then after mouth clearing, I could start seeing more, more channeling, more attracting, good things and more, how do you say? I could raise my vibration more. Yes.
Yeah, so
Wow, that's super powerful. And I was going to ask you, and I'm glad you answered this at the end, what people experience once you remove these marks or seals, these pizza things they have on them.
It's actually, yeah, just a
They go.
whatever. It's that was just a
Just a
interpret.
visual. I
It
get
just
it.
well, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
We
so.
joke about the pizza thing.
But that's powerful work, and it's really interesting, synchronistic, because just a week and a half ago, somebody, I also have somebody, a very profound healer and channeler who can see things I don't even understand. And we do work together as well. And she was talking to me about seal, and she called it seal removal, SEAL.
Yeah.
And I had never heard that before. So here you are. So apparently, this is important to be hearing this twice in a short period of time. So essentially, when you do this work, and it sounds like amazing, multi-dimensional, interdimensional work that you do for somebody, is it just like what you describe, like a veil gets removed and their seeing abilities, their clairabilities, their galactic abilities all increase?
So first you have to know it's about a clearing first. The mark is the clearing. What people what skills they recognize from this is not really the main focus in this clearing. It's mostly just to clear them so that they can open up to what is available for them, and those are other courses, those are other things. It's just specifically for when you have blocks that you're not aware of, or things that you can't recognize, things that are stumbling you in your life, repeating things over and over again. So
Yeah.
just to be clear for that it's not anything to do with accessing psychic abilities or using them or anything like that. It might open the door to, the veil being removed, that you actually can connect with it, or maybe you feel more excited about doing something, healing or light work or whatever it is.
Yeah, then especially my family has always why our family is like this, like a struggle about money or about disease, about why I was growing up compared to other families, why my family like this? I was always thinking like this. We are very nice people, but why we are struggling about this society like this? Then, but many people, our client, like this.
And one other thing about the mark that everybody should know is that Janice and the other girls have been, and Nochi with the other clients that they've worked with, notice that the clearing of the mark moves through the family lineage. Yeah, it works through the mother. If you're clearing the mother, it clears the child. It clears the child, it clears the father. So anybody connected in the lineage, usually, not always, I don't know for 100%, but it works as a clearing for those that are connected, it seems like.
Which is great work right now on this planet to unlock people. Yeah.
Unifying
Anybody.
people.
Absolutely. We're also in the year of the snake. We're in a 9 year, which is about endings. It is all about looking at our shadow, our projections, all the stuff that holds us back. This is the year to clear it up. So it's beautiful that you do this work for people. And you're right, it's usually in the ancestry. It could be love issues, it could be alcohol issues, it could be
Whatever.
sex,
Smoke,
money.
food, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Whatever choices people are making to hold on to certain aspects in their life, it helps them release them.
Survival mode. Many I experienced, through my childhood and until 44 years old. And why so survival? My family, my why? I was thinking always. But everybody, not only me, my clients who took my clearing, everybody said, this is the reason why we were so survival mode. And after my clearing, they are so happy,
Yeah, it's opened up some new doors for a lot of people, obviously, and it's
Because
been
they
very helpful for them.
knew the why we were surviving.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I imagine that not only is that a frustrating pattern that they've probably tried umpteen things to release from their life, but with those patterns comes sadness, depression, loneliness. It could be a different buffet of feelings because these things, nobody wants to overeat, overdrink, not have money, have poor health. Whatever the issue is, nobody wants that. And so that has to also bring some very heavy feelings that when you help them facilitate to release this mark, it clears also those emotions up. I can imagine they get happy. That's very cool. Very cool work. And new. I also want to ask you, we emailed each other before this because I saw something that you were doing, and it includes, and please correct me, it looked like it includes neurodivergent people, which I'm very fascinated by. And I recently was at an event where Dr. Diane Hennessy spoke. Dr. Diane Hennessy is the doctor slash scientist connected with the telepathy tapes by Kai Dickens. And they have done this extraordinary work specifically with autistic people and children. They have found that they're telepathic. They found that they're genius, that they have these unbelievable gifts. And I've known about this for 14 years, that there is nothing wrong with them. There is no bad label that should ever be put on an autistic person, and that they're actually part of the new, this is me, they're all part of the new human being born right now. And so when you, Nochi, wrote back to me, you wrote, and I have a quote here, that by opening the third eye and activating the psychic abilities of neurodivergent parents, I think you mean you, they can remove negative energies attached to neurodivergent children and people through energy work, helping to protect them from psychic attacks. Explain this process. Why people want to do it.
Yeah, thank you for asking me. Yes, actually, I found out because my client was, struggling about her children. Her children was very, she said very psychic, but her son doesn't go to school, but he has channeling. Then, but he was, he, she said, her son doesn't talk about anything, what he is talking to beings. But after she, her mother, his mother, her, after mother came to me, she is start awakening and she start doing meditating. And then she started talking to him about spirituality or meditation. Then he started talking about what he is channeling. Yeah. So then his heart also opening, and this it was like a first I'm sorry, just I have to you know my what I'm talking. And then it was like a first time I found out, you know, such children exist. Actually, I didn't know about, you know, my son is just 6 years old. I didn't know about such high, you know, vibrational children can channel or already they see the like higher beings. I didn't know that. Through my student, I learned. Then she said, you know, her son, you know, doesn't go to school and also, you know, doing something weird, and he needs to go to hospital because he tried to kill himself. And also like with cough, you know, in the bed, you know, like a
Oh
hot
dear, so they had to cuff him so he doesn't hurt
and
himself, he doesn't
yeah
harm.
yeah yes she yes she was very no struggling about the situation. Then but through this experience she was struggling about this, but she took our channeler course and she took our energy work every week. Then she started you know,
Becoming more
because
open, a little bit more
yeah.
psychic, and then she was able to do energy work. We kind of, Nochi guided her to say, like, you should do some energy work for your son. Maybe this could be helpful to open him up. And then shortly after, he started to change. Like that's kind of major thing shifting. And what, didn't he want to go back to school, or he started to go to school, or he started
School, yeah, more
different
like
things, more interactive in his life with everybody around him. And so.
then our student opening third eye, you know, they start, you know, sensing more energy because the
Pineal gland.
pineal gland, the sensor, you know, catch the sensor, light sensor, energy sensor, right? Then, you know, through opening third eye, they start feeling. You know, even Zoom, people can feel your like a you know pain through Zoom too, and also can see more you know how to say channeling. Then we teach people how to grounding, how to cleanse yourself, how to you know protect from negative energies. Then. And also, like through inner child healing and shadow work, automatically started everything through opening third eye because the people's vibration getting high. Then automatically, the old attachment, you know, people need to release from their you know energy field.
Cool. Mostly what happens with people is that most parents aren't recognizing that they're feeding their children crap, right? They're feeding them too much sugar. They're overloading them with sodas and cereals, and basically it's crap food that they're feeding them. So that jacks their system up in the morning. They go to school, they eat some cereal, you know, what has it got, like 15 to 20 scoops of sugar in it. And then they wonder why a child goes to school and he's off the rails, bouncing around and not able to focus or put his attention there. And so that's one aspect, food. Then the other is teaching parents how to ground themselves, you know, just being out in nature barefoot. Nobody's recognizing. We'll ground our computers, we ground our electricity, we ground the TVs. Everything that's electric in our house is grounded, but the people, you know, we're in floors that have no connection to the ground. There's no anything and that's really grounding anymore. In the classrooms, they're blocked. They have, you know, concrete everywhere. Nobody goes, nobody's touching ground. Nobody's walking barefoot. They don't have anything that supports grounding. So we recommend grounding either through nature. If you have a temperature where you can, we recommend grounding mats, grounding sheets, grounding pillowcases, grounding blankets, anything that helps people ground, you know, because we're always wearing these rubber shoes with this nice Nike, you know, with a great rubber sole that you can go bounce around for a lot of kilometers or whatever, you know. It's just it's so 180 wrong for what we're doing for ourselves in so many levels. And so we have these special children. We call them these special names, which they're just children. They're aspects that are, blossoming in new ways to show us what creation can make in different ways. And they all have their unique performances and skill sets. And we are trying to put them in boxes and label them and all these things. And we're doing our best to show parents to say, like, hey, listen, you have the ability. Your hands have heat in them. When parents are pregnant, when they have babies, they can put the symbol of the heart of love in their hands, and they can put them on their stomach, and they can turn them clockwise and rub their baby and talk to them at night and tell them they're going to be healthy and wonderful and be amazing children. Every day they can whisper those things in their ears. There's things that you can do. You can put your voice on a recording for children that are having attention problems and tell them at nighttime with your voice, play the recording and say, you're loved, you're comforted, we support you, we're around you all the time, you have nothing to worry about, you're strong, you're brave, you're powerful. These are so many simple things, just grabbing a bottle of water and watching TV or just sitting in the nature and just saying, I love you, I love you. I put health and energy and love and support, and then you give it to your children. There's so many easy things to do to help ground these people, these children, the parents. Everybody needs this, Parents need the grounding. Parents need to eat good food. They need to be the example. They need to offer that to the children. They need to support their children, It's fine, the government wants to, support you to have a child, but they don't want to have anything to do with the child after it's born. And when it gets 18, they want to throw it into some sort of military service so that they can use them for whatever, So nobody's really caring about the children from 0 to 18, And I think this is what powerful for parents in general to just allow yourself to hear this message, Look at what you're feeding your children. Look at how you are with yourself first, Are you grounded? Are you doing things that support you diet-wise? You don't have to do anything spectacular. You don't have to be a Galactic Federation member. You don't have to see UFOs and ETs. You just need to go into nature and walk barefoot and simple things, It's
Yeah,
really not that hard.
that's beautiful. All of that is so beautiful. And it is the simple things. I teach this in shamanism. My shamanic practice is out in the backyard every day, shoes off. It's a little hard when it rains here in California or it's cold in the winter. That is honestly hard at 6 or 6:30 in the morning. But in this weather, spring, summer, fall, it's very simple to go outside and do that.
Yeah, and
And
you're really lucky in California too, because you can do the fire walk, right? You guys got a lot of fires going
oh my God.
on
So that's a different spin on
there.
it. It's interesting you bring that up, Eric, because of the fires in California, we have a very, very, very serious issue here in the town I live in with coyotes. So the coyotes' habitat was destroyed. And then they give a birth to pups in March. And so literally we walk the dogs in the morning or an early evening, and we see a coyote or a pack, which is scary, of coyotes together. And this whole neighborhood has tried to come together. When I say neighborhood, I don't mean just a few blocks. I mean it's huge and extensive what's happening. And we're actually not even close to the mountains. So these coyotes are actually coming way down in the city.
Yeah,
For
the whole
food.
environments were destroyed,
Exactly. Yeah.
thousands and thousands of acres of beautiful forestry just demolished, right?
Yes. Yep. And I did a whole show on that if people want to understand the pulling back the curtain of what really happened with that. So,
How do they how what's the supporting angle on that? Do you guys go out and plant trees? What's the how do they decide to what are the what's the shift to get the animals to move?
oh, the shift is interesting. It's kind of non-existent. I'll describe the shift. We call animal services. They come out and they put a sign. They hammer a sign into the lawn that says, "Beware of coyotes, and here's what to do." And then they hand you a big foghorn for bears, and you're supposed to carry that There is nothing else they can do because if they should try to remove coyotes or do anything to them, they will hear from PETA. This is an animal
Oh,
organization.
yeah, I know about it.
And so it does not address the issue. And it's actually so concerning. We have seen twice a coyote literally next to our kitchen window. And also next to our kitchen window, it faces our fence, our wooden fence, which they can jump over. And we have two small dogs. So it's very serious. It's a little stressful. And we're highly hyper aware of this.
You could also, just may I, you could get your groups together, the people that you're working with, and you could do shamanic prayers to work with the animals to go back into the hills or in out of the area. Because they're listening to the energy all the time. It's crazy as it might sound, but they feel the energy. And with shamanic, they always are dealing with wolves, coyotes. These kind of animals are in the this practices, right, of shamanism. And you're doing dances and stuff. You could do a dance circle to talk to them, to speak to them, to say, like, hey, this is our area. Please go into the forest or back where you can. We know it's a shitty situation for you. We're very sorry that humans are so fucking lame. Sorry about my French, but
Well,
they.
I think it's not necessarily humans, if I were to be honest. It's a lot deeper, these fires that happened in Hawaii here. I could go on and on. But thank you. As far I took notes actually, and I'm going to include that, these shamanic prayers. That's very smart. I never thought about that, and that's the work I do. So thanks for taking the veil off of my blind spot.
Welcome. You're
Because
welcome.
this stuff works, right?
Yeah,
This
of course it
really
does. It's
works.
what they do with Maharishi did prayers with lots of people, hundreds of people, to change the crime rate. They used that. They did change the crime rate by 20 or 30%. It shifted after this meditations that they did for the city. It's really powerful, it's intention, right? Everything is about intention, and we are creating the reality. It's not the reality is happening to us, it's happening through us. So when we can remember, put it back inside of us, yeah, that we are in control, that we don't have to fear, that we have the power through acknowledgement and through intention. Whatever you want to call it, prayer, realization that it doesn't, you can make the situation how you want it. But when you fear it, you create victimization, you create separation, and then everything has the chance to unfold in the place exactly as you don't want it. Because it doesn't matter what you're doing, it matters your attention on the thing. So wherever your focus is, the energy flows, correct?
Yeah, and I will say that it's also I mean, everyone's got these blind spots, and so where we have this, whether it's fear or powerlessness or victimization with something over us, is a beautiful learning experience. I always say anything that comes up, thank you, for revealing yourself to me to be healed, because I believe it comes up not to make us suffer,
No,
right?
never.
It comes up because it's begging to be healed. I am
Oh.
done with my job. Release me from my job, transmute me to the light, and you can give me a new job. Much better, much higher vibe. I want to say with that, would you be willing to lead us through an energy transmission, a healing, and just explain to us before you start what we'll be receiving?
Should we just? Is it okay if we just do a energy meditation? We just do a take everybody through a meditation, through kind of a cleansing for everybody? Like a would that
Sure,
be
that's
is it,
great. We can't
yeah.
do a lot of silence because this is also
No,
on radio.
we'll be speaking through the whole thing for 2 or 3 minutes, just a guided kind of energy work, and we'll
That
let
would be
no changes.
beautiful. You work that you can talk better.
Okay, so she'll send energy to everybody, and I'll just kind of guide us through a kind of a short meditation for healing and awakening.
Thank you.
Yeah, is that
Yeah.
okay?
Sounds
Okay,
great.
so if everybody just closes your eyes and in a very nice and relaxed way, notice your position in your spine, that you're very comfortable and relaxed. And then still allow your shoulders to let go of the tension of the day and be present. Notice your heart beating and feel that resonation of your heart beating. And then as you breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth, just picture light, blue light, golden light, whatever light's working for you at the moment, take it in and just feel it and go through your body as it notices any dark places. And as you feel through this energy, if you feel as this color, it's liquid light flowing through you as it moves in through your nose, going up through your eyes, in the back of your skull, down through your neck, into your shoulders and arms, into your chest. Feel, notice this warm, glowing energy, removing all obstacles, flowing over you like a nice massage, flowing down into your stomach, in your waist, in your back area. Feeling all tension being released and removed. And as we go down into your legs, this feel this energy bubbling, going down into your knees, removing any kind of anxieties and stress from the day, the week, the month, the year, becoming more present down into your feet. And as this energy reaches into your feet, imagine that at the soles of your feet are release areas, and this energy is releasing all the darkness, all the stress from your body. And just feel that love moving through your body. Love is healing energy. Smiling is healing energy. All this energy is coming from you. You're just using my voice to heal yourself. To remove pain, to remove the toxins from your body, and just allow that to move through, down through your body. And as it recycles, feel that energy opening up in your crown chakra, and then just imagine that it's pouring into you now, like a river, purifying your body, removing, detoxifying. Feel this energy like the most comforting feeling of love that you've ever had in your life. Feel it hold you. Feel it as it expands outside of your body. Feel it support you. You're always supported. You have nothing to fear in your life. You contain everything you need to be the best person that you can be. In every moment, there is no situation that you cannot shift into something that supports you, no matter how dark, no matter how challenging it may be. You may find the solution, the energy behind it that says, I'm here to support you. It's here to make you grow. You're here to grow, not to make you grow, but you are already grown. Become aware of this energy. And then just feel at the bottom, your feet close, and this energy now has all been purified. And feel this moving up through your toes, bubbling little energy, like a champagne bottle opening up, and this bubbling feeling massaging your feet, your ankles, your legs, moving up into your body, into your waist. And as it hits your heart area, feel this deep love, overwhelming love. Feel it as it comforts and fills your body and moves down your shoulders into your fingertips, creating healing hands for all that you touch, all that you feel, moving up into your neck and into your face and up to the top. And as your crown closes, we'll take a deep breath in. And we'll lock it into our cells and our memory and hold this in that you see a special color. Maybe it's gold, maybe it's red, maybe it's blue. But whenever you see this throughout your day, This will remind you and bring you back to this place here and now. And when you're ready, take a deep breath in and hold it and feel it lock within your body. And then when you're ready, release and open your eyes.
Well, that was lovely.
Good. Happy that you enjoyed that.
Thank you. Yeah, it
You're
was
welcome.
beautiful. That's so wonderful you guys do this together like that. That's a very nice combination of receiving. I mean, I immediately felt no chi, like, whoa, beautiful. And then your words, so well done. Really nice. I want to ask, because you mentioned a few times your students, people who work with you, is it your website where people find you, or how do you work with people? What do you recommend?
Most of our clients are Japanese. We are mostly focused in the Japanese market. We're starting to move into the English-speaking market.
But you live in Germany, right? Yeah,
Correct.
so amazing. And so,
Yeah.
do you speak all those languages? English, Japanese, German?
We both focus on just Japanese and English, and we can. She understands German. I can speak a little bit of German.
Yeah,
So.
I used to work in Germany. I used to speak German, you know, but now I don't use German language, only with my son.
And I know you talk about clearing karmic cycles that affect entire bloodlines. So you mentioned it earlier about your work. So it made me curious, does it have anything to do with blood types, O positive, A, B, Rh negative, etc., or it was the work you were describing?
I don't think it has anything to do with
No.
blood types. I
Because there's
think it.
so much about that right now with blood types connected with potential galactic lineages. And I wasn't sure.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? And there's a whole thing about Rh negative in particular, having very strong galactic ties. And then it is said, and I don't know a lot about it, but I've just been hearing about it, that when you are an A, an O positive. I know on this 3D Earth, we have often related that to food. Oh, if you're an O positive, you're probably a carnivore. If you're an A, you would do well with vegetarianism, etc. But this is a whole nother level, taking what your natural blood type is and where your strains of galactic connections are.
Oh, interesting.
Very, very.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, more will be revealed, and I'll let you know if I find out any more because I am fascinated by that. I also want to talk about no chi. I know you're a channeler, third eye abundance activator, ET contactee, and you're also a quantum jumping artist. Oh my God, that is so amazing. So, can you share some details with us about your quantum jumping experiences? How do
Yeah.
you do that? What is that like? Where do you go? All of that.
Ah, yes. Like yeah. I yeah, my experience like I started doing quantum jump how many? Maybe it was like October or last year, September or August. I had a message from Galactic Federation. The collective consciousness create our everything, disaster or wars and depression, everything. Then we need to, you know, share this voice, you know, like don't share the negative news, for example. Because the big earthquake happened in Japan. Then many people shared this sad news, the disaster news. Then I had a message from Galactic Federation, like, please don't share this negative news. This negative emotion create more disaster. Then I started sharing my message on the YouTube channel. Please don't share this negative news. Just send light, light and imagination, everybody happy and, imagination of everybody happy. Then at the time, but of course, I'm not like a, I'm not like a Tom Cruise or, so not famous person. If I say something like this, so some people said, oh, she's crazy. What are you saying now? So many people are suffering from the disaster. Why this, influencer, say something crazy? Then I asked Galactic Federation, actually, this is my visualization. I wrote down to ask the universe, please make me famous. So that people can start to listen to me, If Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise say something like this, then people start to listen. But if like me said something like this, then people said, oh, she's crazy, or like a, no. Then I asked, please make me famous. Then I imagined that I'm like a magazine, cover of magazine. Oh, I become cover of magazine. Then next day I got offer from the New York Weekly Magazine, like a top 20 women's reader through Instagram. So just I asked the universe, then I got offer. The other like a quantum jump was like a I wanted to become friends of like a like a Hollywood star, very spiritual Hollywood star, because other spiritual influencer had client testimonial. Client testimonial was like a Hollywood star. Then I thought, okay, then I won. Then 2 days later, I became a Hollywood star. He is Japanese, very spiritual. I became a friend with him. Then we started doing live streaming together, like this. Then, like, I imagine I wrote them. Then, a few days later, it became, real. Debbie, you were muted. Yeah.
A reality. It became a reality.
Became reality. Then, yeah, it's like quantum. This is quantum jump. Then my student also seeing what happened to me. Then people was like, oh my God, it happened. Like, I said, I made a statement. I go to abroad. I said in Japanese, just with all this. I go to Japan abroad. Then it became real, everything. If I said,
And
yeah.
may I ask you, because I'm following these amazing stories. And so besides imagining and setting the intention, did you do something to shift your timeline, like
Yeah.
specifically, or did you go to another reality or how, when quantum jumping? So tell a little bit more about that, because I think people will be interested.
I remember that the timing, it was like a July 2023. Definitely I changed my income too, like a 10 times, 30 times suddenly income.
Which is great. You also broke your parents' pattern, right? The one that you were like, why are things like this? Why do we struggle? Good for you.
Breakthrough. The point was actually I used a lot of money to do my soul mission. It was my like a blockage, money blockage. I had money blockage through my, when I was child already. Always I had fear of money, but I already aligned myself. I do my soul mission. I realized this is my soul mission. Then I used money for marketing, actually. Opening third eye course. Then I invested a lot of money to work with the marketing company. Then, actually, the fifth dimensions, energy circulation is like unconditional love equal money's vibration, the very high vibration. Therefore, you need to use money. Then like money circulation. If you don't use money, then stop. Then energy stopped. Then I just invested money for doing my soul mission to help people do what light workers job. Then this is total align myself, everything align myself. Then I use money, then I changed my reality. At the time I met doppelganger to people. I was surprised,
And was it your doppelganger?
No. All my friends, one of them is actually, when I was in Japan at the time, then taxi driver was exactly same as my old friend. Then I was, what? But he was like a banker, but he was, but I was looking at, oh my God. Like I changed my time, parallel universe.
You're funny.
Exactly same. Everything was tall and face. Then I was looking at many times, but the name was different, taxi driver's name was different. And another doppelganger is Matthias Di Stefano, actually. Matthias. From Gaia.
Who is?
Matthias. Matthias Di Stefano.
Oh, Matthias De Stefano.
Yeah,
Oh, interesting.
yeah. My old friend is so very similar. Then I met him in my dream. Then I saw my old friend. Why he showed up in my dream, I saw. Then next day, I was watching my handy YouTube. Then I found out Matthias. The first time I thought, oh my God, same face. Same face of my friend. Then I started watching Matthias' story, and he was talking about Atlantis memory. Then I started watching Gaia too. Then I found out the Galactic Federation, the members' face. And I thought, oh my God, I met these people in Galactic Federation. Exactly, Matthias was talking about Galactic Federation's member. I thought exactly same. Then it was like a Then my old friend, I contacted him, but he didn't reply to me at all. Then he disappeared from my life. That my old friend looks like a Matthias Di Stefano. Then I experienced okay, I changed my universe, parallel universe. Yes. After that, a quantum jumping started. If I imagine, then almost a few days later becoming real. But if I'm aligned with my soul mission, and also this, a soul mission, to help people for ascension. Yes.
Wow, profound. That's very inspiring, my dear. Thank you for that. And
Thank you.
so, Nochi and Eric, we're here at the end. This is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
My
Platform.
dream.
Yeah, go for it.
My dream. I don't know. Just if I think about my dream, I always have imagined like a so big place, like a desert or like a Egypt. I don't know the very red I don't know sound. We were doing energy work together. So many people there, and we were doing energy work, open third eye. This is like my dream. I don't know why. Showed up always in my.
So activating a lot of people,
Yeah,
basically.
yeah, yeah,
With
yeah.
red sand, wherever you were, had red sand.
Let's sound, yes.
That's interesting.
Interesting. Always it showed up. Yeah.
Yeah, that could even be Sedona.
Ah,
Maybe you
Sedona!
had rocks everywhere. It's quite beautiful. And
Australia. Australia too.
yeah,
Red.
maybe you have to travel to these places around the world that have red sand or red rocks, and just you'll know energetically. That's cool. And
Very
what
nice.
about you, Eric?
My wish, my goal, what is it? Activating people is really so I'm interested in the truth, the clearest version that people can get, and to activate them to simplify their process to see how they contain it all. That's what my main interest is. And to help people not have to go through so many things to get there. You know, everybody has a way and a passage, and a lot of people find that they need a lot of processes to go through. And I am more interested in limiting the process. If somebody, you know, it's much more challenging, obviously, because you are pulling off the band-aid completely. You know, it's not like a little bit at a time and trying to do these things. It's really coming to grips with you're responsible for your reality. You're in charge of your feelings, and your feelings are connected to your beliefs. And these beliefs are creating these emotions for you. And when you stop and look and start to figure out what's the core issue here, you don't have to go far. You can get right to the point and see things and make shifts in moments. You know, I also have the ability to help people bring in these fragments, and it's so easy for me with words. You know, Nochi's friendly and has this aspect where it's very easy and third dimensional. And I notice most of the time when I'm working with people, it's challenging because it's a clear mirror. You know, I'm offering people like a straight up, here, this is what you're dealing with. I don't want to give you BS. I want to help you make that next step. And I really I'm hopeful to help empower women in Japan, because that's the interesting thing for me, that the women in Japan are so pushed down in so many ways. You know, their culture, the how they act, what's going on with them. I find that that's a huge area, and I feel like that that's a place where I could make a lot of effort. You know, a lot of expansion for women and children. You know, that's important for me, that women and children, men aren't so interested in it right now. I think that there are men, of course, you know, that are interested in the shift, but I think it's the women are the power at this moment. You know, women are in, or are hopefully asking to regain their awareness that they're powerful without, beyond belief, you know, that they have the keys to the castle, you know, and they have the power to dictate and direct, not so much dictate, but direct from their power, that they are powerful. And I want, and I see that being an aspect to helping and awakening. You know, I'd like to awaken all of Japan if I could, you know,
And
all of the.
and I found, because I work with a lot of channelers, and a lot of the bigger channelers go to Japan all the time. And what I love about the Japanese is their unbelievable openness to certainly to UFOs, to extraterrestrials, to all of this knowledge. It's not like it is in the United States where you have a lot of different mentality, but you more as a collective believe, are open, have had experiences, invite in channelers and folks like yourself. And I think that's beautiful. And I love that you want to do a lot of healing there, because if they're already receptive to this information, just imagine if there was even more healing in that
Yeah.
area.
You know, they have such a great culture, and they're so unified it as a culture to begin with, you know. So even with all the temples and the spirituality there, even when you're sitting right in it, it's oblivious to a lot of people, you know. And waking people up and offering them the opportunity to awaken themselves, not so much that we are awakening people. People are ready to awaken, you know. We're just there to spotlight the door, kind of put that light in that direction and go like, here, you have it, you know, you contain it. So let's activate it so you can use it.
Thank you so much, both of you. And for anyone who's interested in Nochi Yamashita or Eric Padilla, you can go to their website, which is thirdeye-quantumjump.com. Thank you both so much for being on
Thank
the
you.
show
Thank you
today.
very much.
Thank you, everybody, for being here, and it was a pleasure.
Yeah, definitely. And folks, I end the show with this reminder. When we see through the eyes of the soul, fear dissolves, purpose returns, and the universe begins to speak. Awaken your third eye, and you awaken your power. Subscribe to this number one transformation conversation, Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Leave a comment and share. Every time you do that, it makes a difference, and I do read them. Next week on the show, I'm bringing back the amazing channel, Jamie Price. As you know, she is a master of light language and a crystalline soul healing teacher. And I think this time we're going to get her to do some channeling. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today. Remember, don't just dare to dream, but use the beautiful processes that Eric laid out for us earlier in the show. Start to employ them. They're so simple and yet so profound.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you very
Thank you,
much.
everybody.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDASHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.